from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, a heat advisory remains in effect for New Jersey until tonight. Temperatures are expected to reach the mid to upper 90s before a storm front moves in tonight. Temperatures are currently feeling like they're around 100 degrees in some spots in Jersey, or even more. Cooling centers are open throughout the state. Out of 96 hospitals in New Jersey evaluated by U.S. News & World Report, 11 are recognized as the best regional hospitals for 2025-2026.
The number one hospital in New Jersey is Hackensack University Medical Center, which the publication says is also the first hospital in the state to ever be ranked a top 20 hospital nationally and for clinical excellence. Also making the list include Morristown Medical Center, Atlantic Health System in Morristown, Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital in New Brunswick, Jersey Shore University Medical Center at Hackensack Marine Health in Neptune, and Valley Hospital in Paramus. You can see the complete list of hospitals at nj1015.com. Annette Petriccioni, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And a Union County man is wanted on criminal charges as police say he recently attacked a woman in Somerset County.
Around 2 a.m. on Sunday, July 20th, North Plainfield police met with a local woman who said she'd been sexually assaulted by a stranger while walking home on Manning Avenue. 2 days later, charges of sexual assault and criminal sexual contact were filed against 45-year-old Oscar Vasquez Mereza of Plainfield. His location was still unknown a week later. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Now the Rue Insurance Business Report. The Federal Reserve has kept interest rates unchanged as expected. This came despite unprecedented public pressure from the Trump administration to cut them. Also unusual, two Fed members, both Trump appointees, dissented from the choice, a highly unusual move. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down around 171 points. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Rue Insurance for benefits, business, and personal insurance. Visit rueinsurance.com. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 to get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And will it stay warm for the rest of the week despite the top-tier heat going away? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Please take tomorrow's flooding threat seriously. This heat wave will end with a bang. Thunderstorms, there's a legitimate threat for multiple inches of rain falling over New Jersey between tomorrow evening and Friday morning. More than enough to cause flash flooding, which we've already seen several times this month. Please consider your outdoor plans and your travel plans accordingly for tomorrow and Friday, too. Tonight stays pretty quiet. Still a chance of a pop-up thunderstorm over the next few hours, then partly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-70s. Tomorrow we'll mainly see 80s, couple of 90s to the south, increasing clouds, and then in the afternoon and evening, the chance of thunderstorms just goes up. Heavy rain and flooding will be our big concerns. Could be some gusty winds, too. And tomorrow night into early Friday will be the brunt of that, the best chance for heavy rain. Friday stays wet and cloudy and cooler, highs near 70. We'll bounce back to around 80 with sunshine this weekend. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Union 95, Long Branch 91, Vineland 95, fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.